There you are. Welcome back. Slow, dear one, lie still for a moment. Every inch of your body is becoming alive in a way it never has been before. I've dimmed the lights so your eyes can adjust. You will finally see reality in its true detail. Look at me. Each breath you try to take, every slowing heartbeat, even the caress of air on your skin, is sharper, fuller, as if reality itself has opened up to you. Your body is still performing the habits and functions it thinks are vital. Over time, your compulsion to breathe will dissipate. Your heart will slow and stop. Revel in this transition, sweet thing. This time where you are still physically tethered to mortality is heady. Focus on the feeling of my fingertips brushing your jaw, down your neck, to your chest, and beyond. It will make the surging of powerful blood in your veins less intense. I know it's overwhelming. The hunger, the way your body aches, throbs, craves. We are flushed with one another's essence, you with the blood of ancient predators, and me with the intoxicating life force of a willing and gracious partner. Focus on my hands on your flesh, dear one. Keep your eyes on mine. Even in this low light, you're beautiful. Every inch of you transformed, but not changed. More heightened. Your true self revealed, freed from the strain of mortal obligation. I'm going to show you just how powerful you are. How deeply you can feel now. Be warned, though, our union may unleash me. We share blood, so are connected at a molecular level. It has been a truly vast amount of time since I had such a fervent consort. It will accelerate your conversion, making you strong enough to handle me. That said, if it becomes too much, if I become too uncontrolled, you must let me know. May I kiss you, dear heart? I will be gentle, at first anyway. Feel how sensitive you've become. You shiver at my lightest touch, my softest kiss. Every brush of skin ignites something deeper, doesn't it? Hunger you're feeling, it isn't just for the blood. You were not just willing, but eager to be taken. You fully embraced my gift, so the craving in you is something far more primal, straight from the ancient blood that rushes in you. You should act on it. Your mortal instincts are just habits. You are no longer enthralled to them, or anything else you don't choose to be for that matter. Take me. You have earned this. You deserve this. Straight for the throat. Yes, dear one. Give in to that instinct. You cannot harm me. Though, with your blood in my veins, sensation is amplified, and your fingers in my throat are an exquisite pressure. That you can even grip my throat like this is testament to how strong you are already becoming. And this is what I wanted. What I've waited for. To feel your strength. Your hunger. To watch you revel in your power. You are a predator now. And you must hunt and chase and devour. And tonight, we are each other's prey. Come, you will not make a mark on my neck. Instead, kneel. That's right. See where the top of my thigh meets. Here is, if you press your lips to my skin, where you will sense the femoral artery. It's the main supply of blood to the lower body. Go ahead, try out those new teeth. Taking that blood back from you with interest. I can feel your body responding. Every nerve is on fire. Every inch of you craves more. Enough. See, you are already so strong, so attuned to your new self. It's overwhelming, isn't it? How much more alive you feel. How connected we are now. Come here.
Mine.
Fuck. See, no one's been able to drain me like this in a while. But sweet, dear heart, you're not just mine. I hope it's clear that I am yours. We are bound together now in ways you cannot yet understand. There will be many nights like this. Nights of pleasure, of power, of rage and blood. But this one, your first, will always be special. You've impressed me more than you know. But now our bloodlust is sated, shall we satisfy more carnal urges? I can see from that tightening in those trousers that your body wants to. And I'm sure you noticed my wetness when you were suckling on my thigh. Good. Come here, dear heart. Between my thighs, so eager once again. Let me take you in my mouth. The more incredible this will be. Here, let me take my hair down. Like that. Guide me. Feel your pulse increasing, your blood pressure rising, the minute tensing of your muscles. But now you have a choice to make. I can continue with my mouth. Or you can choose to have my body. I can sense the conflict in you. If you do not choose, I will. Oh, is that what you want? Commands? I understand. The night has been overwhelming, and you just want to act, exult in your strength. Your newfound power. So be it. Kneel before me and finish what you started. Oh, so obedient. Something about such a powerful creature on his knees, obeying that makes me want to claw and bite. And my cum still running down your chin. Put your arms around my waist. Yeah, that's it. Lift me. Your cock fits perfectly along my slit. It's almost too much. I'm still so sensitive from your blood and my orgasm. That's it. Cover it in my cum. Hey, put me down. Your neck is too close. Turn me away. If my mouth stays this close to your neck. You don't want to encourage me to do that. I really don't know. Even with how much you wanted the gift, that you could survive me draining you. But that's what would happen. I wouldn't be able to stop. I devour you. Put me down. Better. Now. Lie down. Oh, I can feel you swelling in me. so bad. Do you want to come? Oh, come. Oh, fill me with it. Yeah, fill me. Nearly dawn. Sleep now, my love. Your body needs time to adjust. Especially after, well, there'll be plenty of time for questions and details and the rest tomorrow. But for today, just rest. Relax. Dream of the eternity that awaits us. You need never be alone again if you so choose.